Welcome to our podcast, our second episode of our podcast, Panorama. And I'm your host, Blake Davies, our co-host, Tanya Davies.
Hello.
Today's special guest would have been Grandma, but she couldn't make it. So today we got my Aunt Jamie. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Aunt Jamie Davies.
And she's an equally special guest, right?
Yes. Equally.
The most special guest I like to go by.
Let's get started with the questions. Number one, how do you feel about the pandemic?
I don't like it very much. Is that a good answer? I'm not a big fan.
Okay, then.
Why don't you like it very much?
Well, I still have to go to work every day. I don't get to, you know, work from my pajamas on the couch. I'm essential. I'm important. Life hasn't changed except for it's a little isolating because you're at home and you don't get to see everyone. You don't get to go to the places that you enjoy visiting.
Okay. Second question. What are you doing with your corona time? But you said that you were doing your work, but other than that.
Yeah, I go to work every day. Well, your cousin Isabella is home from college early. So we have started 10,000 different little projects around the house that we don't really have the skills or qualifications to do, but have decided to do anyway. So we have lots of little projects that we are in the middle of completing, or we've had to call, you know, assistance to complete because we're not very good at things like this.
Okay. Well, what's your favorite project?
What's that
you're working on right now?
We're organizing the house, reorganizing the house, going through some things has been my favorite project. I didn't realize how much stuff we had accumulated over the years. And like Belle was cleaning out a kitchen drawer and she's like, what is all this stuff? And I think there were like 10 pumpkin carving kits in that drawer. And she's like, why do we have all these? And I was like, I have no idea. I just always saved them and threw them in that drawer. So getting organized and finding stuff that I forgot we had too is nice.
Are you, what's the lady's name that gets rid of all of her stuff that doesn't provide her with meaning? Maria Kondo, or what's her name? I can't remember her name.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about, that Netflix series. I watch that. No, I'm usually like, Belle, don't get rid of that. We might use that someday. And Belle's like, stop being a hoarder, and she throws all my stuff away.
I'm the same. I get rid of stuff, and then the next day,
you buy the exact.
I'm like, I need that back after having it for 2 years and not using it.
Yeah, and she's like, I think yesterday she was like, there was like a nutcracker in the drawer that she was cleaning out. And she was like, when have you ever used this? And I probably have never used it, but if someday I need a nutcracker, I have one. So right. You can't get rid of that.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. And plus, since I have two budding artists, I always keep all these random pieces of what looks like to be junk, but they go through it and they use it to assemble various things.
Yesterday we worked on the hall closet, like the living room closet, and like I pulled out literally like probably 8 years of snowsuits and like this huge tote of just hats and gloves that we have accumulated over the years that half probably don't even fit them anymore. But I've just always like, I threw them in the tote. Like you can't get rid of hats and gloves. You can never have enough of those. We got rid of hats and gloves yesterday.
Oh, wow. Are you a snow person?
Yes. I'm not a heat person. Gingers, we're like vampires. We don't like the heat.
That's true. So you definitely should keep your hats then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Question number three. How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
a lot. I think they would chuck a lot of wood. I have no idea.
Okay. Question number
four. But wait, I have a question though on that. Okay. If a woodchuck could chuck wood, what would the woodchuck's name be?
Chuck.
That's what I was thinking.
Chuck's a lot.
Right. Question number four. What's your favorite kind of wine?
Oh, you know me so well, Blake. I like a sweet wine. Lately, I've been drinking a Lilanol, which is a red table wine, and it's my favorite. And I have about 6 bottles in my new wine rack I got for Mother's Day.
Mm. Wow.
But I do use that your Christmas present, my wine opener. I love it. It's the best thing ever.
Yeah. You said that you got 6 bottles for Mother's Day, and you still have them?
I got those at Christmas when Dad went up north. The winery is up there, so he was able to get me a case really cheap. But Belle got me a new wine rack for Christmas or for Mother's Day, and so I have a 32 bottle wine rack now.
Ooh!
That I am trying to fill, but I keep drinking the wine, so yeah. It's only got about 16 bottles in it right now.
Wow, that's still impressive because wine does not last in my wine rack.
It does not, but I'm really trying to be good with my carbs. And here, I don't know if you can see it, obviously not on the podcast, but there's my wine rack.
Oh, that's nice.
So I've been drinking less wine and more seltzers.
Okay.
Okay.
Question number 5. If you could live anywhere in the world, where would you live and why?
Ooh, there's a lot of places I haven't visited yet that I want to, that I feel like I could really like to live there. Definitely nowhere warm. I don't do the warm weather. So it'd have to be somewhere where, like, you know, it doesn't get above 70, 80 degrees year round, like a year round temperature between 40 and 80. Like that's my jam.
Hmm. Yeah. So maybe Lake Tahoe.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I have not been out there. So, but I don't mind Ohio too much. It's just sometimes it gets very cold. And then like last weekend, it's very hot. I was doing yard work. I thought I was going to have a stroke.
Yeah, we were putting the pool up, and Corey was not happy. Not happy at all. It was very hot.
Yeah.
So,
but I wasn't even in outside.
And now it's freezing. If you go outside, it's like 40 degrees out or something. I think it's
hot. Yeah, I have a sweater on today, and Belle said yesterday, why didn't we wait till this weekend to do all that stuff we did outside last weekend?
Right.
And I was like, you're right. That would have been a much smarter plan.
Yeah.
I don't know. Where would you want to live, Blake?
Like in California, because the beach.
Oh, they have so much traffic. And you're going to get sunburned. You know how much money you're going to have to spend in sunscreen?
Mm-hmm.
It seems cool. Like all the big waves and stuff.
Yeah. He really enjoyed going to when we went to San Francisco, we went to, I forget what beach it was called, but it was the, what was the, I don't remember. But anyways, it's, just east of San Francisco, across the bridge, Marion County, I think. That was, but we went to, it's like this isolated beach. It was really beautiful.
Big
and it was cold, but the water was cold, but it was sunny, so it wasn't too hot.
Mm-hmm.
Blake doesn't really burn. He kind of glows.
Oh, you're one of those.
But he does need to make sure he puts sunscreen on because even if you glow, you could still get...
Blow.
Right. You can still get skin cancer and all that weird stuff, right? So you got to be careful.
I feel like the beach is not a place. I'm not a big, like, sand and it gets everywhere. And then I would be the person that stepped on, like, the poisonous jellyfish and or got eaten by a shark. Or, you know, like, when there's something when you surf for the first time, you can, like, become paralyzed or something. There's, like, one in a gazillion. I would be that person.
Yeah, they don't, I don't, do you really, do you like going in the ocean, Blake?
Yeah.
Do you? Okay. I wasn't sure.
Also in California, it gets really hot in the summer and cold in the winter.
Well, it's kind of medium, right?
Yeah.
It's not like super cold. Like, or, and it doesn't get super hot. It's kind of like a very temperate in the middle temperature.
But like in the mountains, it's.
Oh, yeah. It gets cold up there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I think one of the reasons why we all like going to Lake Tahoe is because we didn't have to worry about sharks, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly.
There's lots of cool rocks there to jump off.
And... Yeah, it was really beautiful, really pretty place.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Right.
So you guys should go. You and Belle, you should take a trip.
I hear airfare is really cheap right now.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
Sixth question. What do your farts smell like?
Oh, roses. I mean, yeah. Girls don't fart.
Yeah.
Don't you know that?
Yeah, we poof.
Yeah, you know.
Poof.
No.
Blake was dying laughing when I took him to the doctor's to get his knee checked out because I accidentally tooted for a very long time.
No, it was a really very quick time.
It was really quick.
But it was nice and big and loud and squeaky.
It was very loud. It was an accident.
I will say that the Davies men seem to have some very rank farts.
Yes.
and a toothpick will give you guys gas.
I know.
As I recall, when you spent the night with me, you stink.
That's not surprising. You should smell the little brother. He's
it's almost like he can fart on cue.
Yeah, and he is a healthy little dude. He like eats such healthy food that his smells of his farts are just horrifying.
A funny story is that your cousin James was just ripping it one night, and it was so toxic. Belle started gagging and ended up puking. It was that bad. We had to open doors. It was not okay.
What the? He might need a probiotic or a prebiotic or whatever. He might need some sort of assistance there.
Well, something died up there. I mean, and it was let out, and the house was just a toxic waste for an hour.
Oh.
Oh, good times.
Yeah, good times.
All right. Question number 7. What's your dream backyard?
Oh, okay. Well, a pool. With a pool boy to take care of the pool. A hammock. I need somebody to just take care of the whole yard so I don't have to do it. Lots of shade. Lots of, you know, I want one of those things like on HGTV, you see. Like the stuff we can't have here in Ohio, like the outdoor living areas, because we have winter and it's, you know, we have a lot of seasons and weather. I want something like that.
Mm. Yeah. You'd have to have a heated pool.
Yeah, lots of shade. Lots of shade, though. Shade is number one.
Mm. Now, question number 8. What's your favorite animal and why?
Like, if I could be an animal or if I just could own an animal?
If you could, just any animal that you could, like, not own, but
See. Well, I mean, not really own, but like if it was okay to own it, what would, like, my favorite thing, if I could have that? All right, let me think about this. There's, I mean, I watched Tiger King and I feel like it would be very cool to own a tiger, but then again, I feel like it would eat me. So we'll probably cross that one off the list. And I think koalas are really cute, but I hear they're mean and they have diseases. So again, off the list, they're up there. Maybe a sloth, because I feel like we could vibe. Yeah. I think, you know, just kind of lay around together.
Yeah. Yeah. I could see a sloth. They just move very slowly.
I mean, they're really cute.
And they just eat all day, right? That's all they do.
And sleep.
And you don't have to walk them.
Yeah, I feel like we could vibe. Like, we'd just eat and sleep and just chill. But realistically, I like domesticated animals. I love dogs. And I'm pretty soon, Belle keeps getting at me. We're going to get a dog again someday.
Oh, no, a pandemic puppy?
I mean, not now, but we haven't, you know, our dog died about 7 or 8 years ago now. So, and he's still on top of the fridge.
Aww.
In his bowls. Like, we can't, nobody wants to get rid of him. I'm like, well, we should do something nice with his ashes. But no, he sits on the fridge in his water bowl.
Aww. Yeah. I think it's hard to get a dog after you've lost a dog.
Yeah, and it's just never been a great time. The kids are always, they've been busy, you know, as you get older, you get busier and busier with stuff. And now we're at a stage where Belle generally lives in a different state when she's at school. And I like to go visit her, and having a dog, it would be very difficult. You know, I'd have to find someone to watch it. And
right.
Mm-hmm. I like a little bit of freedom at this age. I'm not going to say what age, but at this age, I like a little bit of freedom. I'm younger than your dad. Just putting that out there. Right.
Question number 9. What character from Endgame would you be and why?
Ooh. Well, definitely not Tony Stark. You know. We won't spoiler alert that, but not him. Valkyrie was very cool. She's very much like me. She doesn't have the best attitude. She drinks a lot. She has a wicked sword. So, and she's friends with Thor.
Mm.
I mean, I know she wasn't. I mean, but then again, Black Widow. I mean. Spoiler alert, again, I don't think I want to be her, but she was very cool. So it would be a toss-up. I would flip a coin between Valkyrie and Black Widow.
Yeah.
But I think I would look good in that black suit she wears. And she's redhead. Well, she wasn't really. She changed it up in that movie, but
Right. Generally,
she started out as a ginger.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Number 10 and last question from me. What's your favorite childhood memory?
Ooh. Childhood memory. There's a lot of them. Most of my childhood was spent with what I assume Scarlett's going to be, is running around hockey rinks and hotel rooms on travel trips while your dad played. And there were always good times. I guess maybe we used to go, Aunt Mary Lou and Uncle Gary, when they lived in town, had a big boat, and we would go out tubing on the boat, and we would ride the jet skis, and that was always really fun. And then in the wintertime, we would always go up north, and we would spend time at the cabin and play games and do a lot of stupid things we shouldn't have done. And those were always good memories. I remember your dad got lost in the woods
What?
And they made us wear these whistles. I mean, yes, it's a different time in life, but they gave us these orange whistle things, and they had a compass on them and a whistle. None of us knew how to use the compass. And Derek and I were on one four-wheeler, and your dad and Brent were on another, and they didn't follow us, and they got lost, and we had to find them in the woods because we knew we were going to all get in trouble because we lost them. And they didn't blow the whistle because they're idiots. So Derek and I had to, like, drive around to find them in the woods. And there were bears in the woods. So it wasn't necessarily a safe place for us to be. But, you know, hindsight, we all survived.
Yeah. How old were you?
We were probably younger than Blake.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, we always rode... I'm going to say we were probably about, we were younger than you. So I was probably, Brent and I were probably around 7 or 8, and Derek and Corey were probably 10, 11.
Well, Corey was telling us yesterday about your cousin, the John, the one that passed away.
Yes.
And he was telling us this, one of the stories that he remembered was, like, when he was, like, 9 years old, he showed up at school, like, on crutches because he shot himself in the leg with a shotgun. And I was like, I can't believe a nine. I guess his parents, like, him and his brother, like, just carry, like, shotguns around their land. And I was like, a shotgun. I couldn't imagine giving Blake a shotgun. That is just...
Yeah. I think Corey at Blake's age had his own shotgun.
Corey?
It was a different time. I mean, we never wore helmets or protective gear when we rode, like, the snowmobiles or the four-wheelers. Not until we got a ticket. We got a $50 ticket. My cousin Brent got a $50 ticket, and then we had to start wearing helmets, not because of safety reasons, but because our parents were mad we got the ticket. I mean, you think back, I remember one of Corey's friends, we had a sandbox, and, like, instead of the plastic shovels that you guys use now, like, to dig in it, we had a metal one, and it somehow got buried under the sand, and they were running around the backyard, and they ran through the sandbox, and one of them hit the end of it, and it came up, and it just smoked him right in the eye and cut him open, and they had to take him to the emergency room, and he had to get a bunch of stitches in his head. Those things happened back in the day. I mean, I cringe a little bit thinking about it, and I wonder how we all survived.
Right.
But I think when we were all born, there weren't even car seats.
Right.
Like, so we literally sat in the front seat, you know, and an arm came out to protect you.
Right.
Sure you didn't go flying onto the floor.
Right. And then when they did come out with car seats, because I remember my youngest brother, who is, I think, 6 years younger than me, or 7, I can't remember. But I remember his car seat, and it was just like it was like a very loose plastic bar that just went over his legs. It wasn't even like, you know, not what we have today, which is very secure and snug. But
yeah, I think those were more so like the kid could see out the window, like, right, give him something to do in the back seat.
Right. Yeah. So, but, well, those are some good stories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kale and Scarlett want to ask a question.
They do? Okay.
Oh, boy.
All right.
You want me to go get them?
Yeah.
What for you?
Do you have any questions for me?
Well, I see a Hogwarts shirt on. Have you finished all the Harry Potter books? You know I'm a fan.
Yeah, I finished them all. And I recently finished Tales of Beedle and the Bard, which is Harry Potter.
Oh, okay. So. Well, what was your favorite Harry Potter book?
I like the fourth one where, I forget the name of it, but like,
is that the Goblet of Fire?
Yeah, the Goblet of Fire. Like when they all the schools came together and they did all these activities, I'll call them. But
right, yeah, that I like that one. That's in my top.
Mhm. And I also like the last one too. I thought that was cool.
So, if you could do anything, like the anything you want when the pandemic is over, what would you do?
Get a dog.
Really? I thought it would become see Aunt Jamie, but okay. Get a dog.
I'm pretty sure you'll be coming over to our pool
instead.
How about
this? How about Aunt Jamie get the dog and you go visit Aunt Jamie?
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Yeah, that's better. Okay, so Scarlett is here. Scarlett, do you want to answer and tell your question?
Can I ask Aunt Jamie a question?
What is my question?
I don't know. You have to come up with it.
I know a question. How am I such a great aunt? Well, it's difficult to be me sometimes, but I persevere.
How much you love me?
I love you 3,000.
Aww. I only have one question.
You only have one question? Okay, you can go back to me.
Alright, Kale, what's your question for Aunt Jamie?
What's your favorite food?
Ooh, one food? That's hard. You know I like my food. Favorite. Yeah. It's hard to pick one. Can I give you like my top three? Because I don't know if I can pick one.
Sure.
Okay. Chinese food. Mexican food. And macaroni and cheese.
Do you have any more questions?
If you could be a character in Endgames, who would you be? Thor, big Thor.
I was thinking of that. I would say Thor.
Would you be Fat Thor, though?
I would probably be when... Actually, I think I would be Captain America when he has Thor's hammer.
Ooh. That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one. What about you, Tanya?
That is a good question. Who would I be? I would be, what's the girl that flies around and, like, comes from outer space?
Oh, Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel.
Ooh, I forgot about her. She's a little weird, though.
She's my favorite. I don't understand why they just didn't keep her around forever. I mean, she could solve every problem. But she's light years away when all this trouble goes down. And
yeah, she had other stuff to... on other planets.
I know, but they could have just pressed the button, but then the whole idea is that it takes, like, light years for her to get to Earth and deal with the situation, right? But they should have just said, hey, lady, stay on Earth. We have a problem here.
Well, she came back.
Yeah, but too late.
No.
But, like, I mean, she could have prevented all of it from happening, maybe.
Hmm? Yeah. I mean, part of it's Thor's fault. He should have aimed for the head.
Yeah. Right.
And then he finally did.
Yeah. Poor Thor.
Yeah. I mean, I like Loki, though. Loki's probably one of my favorite characters in the Marvel movies. Yeah. I find his mischievous, I don't know what the right word is. More than mischievous. He's, I don't think it's appropriate the words I would use. So we'll just go with mischievous. Yeah. I don't want you to have to edit me.
I like Star-Lord a lot. I like the whole Guardians of the Galaxy crew.
Oh, yeah. Groot. He's my favorite.
I am Groot.
Yeah.
Like, teenage Groot was funny.
Yeah.
When Thor speaks Groot, that's great.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I mean, that's about it. I do miss you guys. It's hard. Everybody's staying home doing the right things. Yeah. But I do like our video chats.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was fun. You taught us how to use filters, and we now feel like we are cool kids.
I did show Dad the pictures of our chat that night, and he's like, "You guys are idiots." And I was like, "Yeah, pretty much." But he laughed.
I think that's the latest I've stayed up during this whole pandemic.
Yeah, I didn't even realize it was that late. That's what sipping and talking gets you.
Yep. Yeah, we stayed up to like 3 a.m. chatting with your Aunt Jamie, your dad and I. She was teaching us how to use filters on the...
Your dad looked like Hugh Hefner, though. He was like in a bathrobe.
He's always in that.
Wine.
He's in that right now.
He's in it right now. He walks in around our neighborhood in his bathrobe.
Yeah, he goes outside with that.
He's like the guy from Married with Kids. What's the guy?
Al Bundy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hokai rules. he was very funny, very, you know, in his robe, just lounging.
Right.
Thank you for being on my podcast. Have a good day.
No problem. I'll be a special guest anytime.
Yeah, we've had multiple special guests.
But she's the most special.
Yes.
All the special
sure.
guests.
Sure.
All right. Want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Yay.